The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. When my sister and I were in high school, our parents went away for a long weekend trip, and they left us at home alone. We decided to have some friends over on Friday night without telling our parents. We figured, we'll be fine, we can clean up afterwards. And our parents told us, we're going to be coming home on Monday afternoon. So we thought, okay, great. We had the get-together, the house got a little bit messy. Saturday morning, we woke up and we looked at the house and we thought, we got all day tomorrow to clean up, so let's just kind of take it easy today. Sunday afternoon, after we watched the Vikings play football, about 3 o'clock, we're thinking, okay, we better start cleaning up. And our parents pull into the driveway one day early. They thought, we're going to come home early. We were caught red-handed. We had to confess to the whole thing that we didn't ask permission to have our friends over, that we left a mess, that we were going to clean up before they got home. We tried to make that point. But our parents were not happy, and there were consequences to be paid. I don't know if you've ever been caught not ready for somebody who arrived at your house that you were expecting later. I don't know if you've ever been working towards a deadline that you think you had all this deadline, you had enough time to meet it, but something changed and it came sooner than we expect. We're all capable of getting in those situations where we're not ready. Not ready for something we know is coming. We can predict it, it's going to arrive. We're not ready. Jesus teaches us in the gospel this weekend to be ready for his return at the end of time, and also to be ready every day to start living the values of the kingdom of God, to be responsible stewards and servants of our Lord, who put into practice each day responsibly the tasks we're given, to behave in an ethical, morally good way every day, not just to think, well, I have tomorrow to change, next year I'll get to that. To do it now, to make the most of every day. His practical applications of this in the time of the apostles about the wedding feast, this would have been an experience for many servants in a household that their master would go away for a wedding and stay away maybe all night before he came home. And if they're ready, whether he comes home early or late, blessed are those servants. They know their master is going to return from the wedding. They're asked to be ready. And surprisingly, Jesus says, if they are ready when the master comes home and finds them ready, the master is going to serve them. He's going to ask them to sit down at the table. The master is going to get out the food and everything to serve the servants because he found them ready. The second example is for the master going away on a journey, and he puts someone in charge, a steward, to distribute the food and for the household. But this steward starts to make too much of their authority, begins to beat the other servants and to get drunk. That servant's master is going to come home at an unexpected time, and that servant will be cast out. We are invited to be ready, to put into practice every day, being responsible servants and disciples. What makes this a challenge in our world is that time goes along slowly, and we can forget the responsibilities we have. We can forget the priorities, or other things come into our life more worldly, more of the things of the world. And so the part about build up treasure in heaven, sell your belongings, give alms, provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out. What we're given is meant to be shared. Even though the world may say to us, keep as much as you want for yourself, we're invited to be generous in sharing. So to remember this and not to forget, that's one part of being ready. Another part is that we have to have faith that what God has promised will come true, that the return of Jesus will happen. In the second reading today, we're told how Abraham remembered the promise of God. Even though Abraham's life was very challenging and he and Sarah were elderly, God had promised that he would have many children, many descendants. And even though things didn't look all that great and all that promising at different points, Abraham kept faith and he believed. We're invited to believe, even in dark times and dark days, that God's promises will be fulfilled. But we cooperate with those promises and we put into action in our life in ways that are just and giving and right. We cooperate with God's plan for the world. We are all given a certain amount of time in this world. We don't know when it's going to change or when circumstances can change. Unfortunately, we've seen, especially last weekend, how violence can come up in a community at any moment, in El Paso, Texas, in Dayton, Ohio, and in many other places just this year. The violence that we see in places of worship, of socializing, of other places, people have lost their lives. We know that life is very precious and it's very vulnerable. Any one of us, at any time, our circumstances can change. Therefore, every day, every moment is important to make use every time we get to live the values that we hold and not to put it off. One practical suggestion I can offer you for us today. In the area and the issue that we're facing in our country about immigration, it's a topic of much discussion by our political leaders and our church leaders and many communities about the best way to treat our brothers and sisters that are coming to our country. What we can do, I think, personally, one thing that I have found helpful is to learn more about my own family's history. And that would be an offer I have for the rest of you, to maybe learn, where is your family from? Where did they, when did they arrive in this country? I had the benefit of one of my father's cousins did a lot of family research, and we know from where my grandmother came from, her family, what part of Europe. To read what he found out about our family was very interesting, the hardships that they went through to get here, establishing themselves as farmers in northern Minnesota. All of the things that I've benefited from were from the sacrifices of other people, immigrants that came to this country and probably had to face many things that today's immigrants have, or and maybe similarities. When you've learned those things that your family's gone through, it's made me more sensitive to people who are arriving today in our country. Everybody deserves a safe place to live, a place to learn, a place to raise their family. I know it's complicated because it hasn't been easy for the last 25 years. We haven't found a good solution to how we set up laws and how we set up systems where this can work. Nevertheless, we have to keep trying. And when I have learned my origins and where I've come from, it made me more sensitive to those that are arriving today. There could be many things that we can do to keep ready in our life every moment to welcome Christ. And I think that's the invitation in the gospel today. We don't know when the Lord is coming. It could be earlier than we expect. So let us be ready.